Gila just blessed the beat.
This is Shauna the Songbird.
And this is Shari.
With our favorite guest, Indy. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Pretty good.
Shari, you already cutting up. Are you tipsy already? What's going on?
Don't come for me.
What's going on?
I had three sips of a shot and a splash.
A shot and a splash. I like that. That sounds like that's danger. That's stranger danger right there.
The wine you're sipping on is more dangerous than what I got.
Don't do that. Don't do that by wine. But yes, so Indy's here. So everyone who has been following us for a minute should know this is our No Fucks Given episode, where we just pretty much just get together, have a little drinky drink. Sometimes be high, sometimes don't, and just talk shit and have some fun.
Yes, we'll try to. I'm going to sip.
So how is everyone? What are some life updates that have been going on, that's been going up? Hopefully nothing has been down.
Yeah, nothing's been down. There's a lot of adult stuff for me, getting ready for concert week and prescription drugs.
I love how you said that. Prescription drugs. Amen.
That's the new normal.
And we're getting it together. All my doctor's appointments. Fun stuff. My house is coming along. I got a wine rack. Ooh. With no wine on it.
Wow. We got to get you some wine.
Right. That means I had to get you some wine when I come next month.
Yeah, I can hold about 10 bottles. I was looking at, hey, have you heard of the Snoop Dogg wine?
No.
Wait, you're talking about the true criminals, true 19 criminals?
True crime, 19, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Snoop Dogg's wine?
No, it's not his, but they have one as him as the criminal or whatever.
Yeah.
So the rosé is really good. The regular red wine they have is okay, but I prefer the rosé of that one.
Yeah, I haven't tried it, but I just saw it. Just like wondering, because I haven't tried the 19 Crimes wine. It sounds like
some of them are good. Certain criminals, I know the bottles when I see them. Some of them I prefer more than others.
I'm not a red wine girl, so I can't do it.
I'm surprised.
I'm also shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound like someone that drinks anything, to be honest.
Really? I actually don't drink that much.
Oh. My spirit man is calling bull.
No, I really don't. Not anymore, at least.
She's been delivered. Hallelujah. She's not gay anymore. She's been delivered.
I say that as I take my sip.
I live for it. But yes, we had to get you some wine. Have you thought about joining like a wine club and like testing stuff out?
You said going to. I thought you said starting. It's like what?
No, not starting. Like joining one. Yes.
I haven't thought about that. No, that sounds like something I wouldn't do.
There are a few really good wine clubs in your area. So.
Yeah, like, is it on airport?
I was trying not to be specific because, you know, but.
Right. We not get monetized for this for this advertisement that we're doing. Hell, right. True Crime's got to pay us too. He'll talk about how good their wine is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are plenty of wine clubs in the area, yes. It's another adventure for another day.
Gotcha.
Who knows? You might go out for one of your walks and find yourself stumbled upon a wine club.
Yeah, I went on a walk yesterday, a nature walk that had concrete on it. It was a concrete nature walk.
It's very brutalist.
I was expecting a dirt road. I didn't get dirt. I got concrete the whole way. People, white people running. I'm like, this isn't a nature walk. This is a.
You don't belong on dirt roads. There's nothing as good as come from a black person on a dirt road.
Oh my God.
I don't even know why you went there.
Jesus.
I was trying to be with the Lord. I was trying to just be in nature as he had it. But right. I got something else.
get some plants.
I got a cactus. I got a Christmas cactus.
Wait, what makes it a Christmas cactus?
It blooms during the winter time.
Oh, that's pretty.
I'm sure you guys can see my baby back here. It's a little
right. I noticed
it's a big baby.
And yeah, you have other little babies.
Yeah, I have some Oh, actually, this one, I will shout this place out. It's this Black-owned plant shop in New Orleans called Crazy Plant Day. And they make these little pots, and I got the pothos from them.
Well, send me the information so I can put them in the thing as our highlighted business.
I will. They're wonderful. They have teas. They have, you know, it's kind of like a little plaza. It's a bunch of Black artists and, you know, Black creators, and they have stuff in the shop. So they have like lotions. I actually took our mutual friend there. She really enjoyed it.
Hmm.
But it's really nice. When y'all come visit me, y'all, I have to take you guys there.
Can I ask what type of tea do they have?
They have various teas. They have like, you know, regular green tea. They have mango matcha. They have gincha.
I was looking more into the weed variety.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they have that.
Ah.
I mean, I don't, you know, I don't, they might.
Wait a minute. They got them in teas now?
Yeah. Go to Chicago. You can, you know, they got it up there. I know for a fact.
What?
I would like to try that one day, to be honest.
Because I know I want to try the honey. The
Smoking isn't Christ-like.
I didn't say nothing about smoking. I said tea.
It's an herb.
Getting high isn't Christ-like.
It's something I would like to try.
If you can get high, you can do yoga.
I ain't say nothing about getting high. I just said try the tea. I got a drink in hand right now.
Hallelujah.
I'm not doing yoga anymore. I've been holding this grudge against you since we first talked about it.
Because it was the poses. It was some of the poses. Something about the poses. They're like two, originally they were to the Hindu gods or whatever. And that was the thing that they were telling you to just look at what you're actually doing. That was the thing. So that's why I stopped.
I mean, not necessarily, you know, modern yoga is kind of bastardized. It's not necessarily, you know, religious modern.
I get that. Now I just do the regular stretches and then, yeah.
All I'm saying is if you can drink weed tea and fucking tea.
Or I don't know if it's something that you should do. It's just something that I would like to. Try. Like, I still kind of want to finish my tattoos. Like, I don't know if that's Christ-like, but I still have a desire to get tattoos.
We're put on this earth to live and do yoga. So
Oh my God, not
spun on earth to do yoga.
Baby. Speak for yourself, baby. That's why these
old ass people be so decrepit, because they're not doing yoga.
It's because they're not moving. That's why they're decrepit. They ain't moving at all.
Exactly. They're not moving. Yoga keeps you moving. Let me tell you. When I try to fab, my shit be in pain because it's like I wasn't doing yoga. I wasn't doing nothing. Okay, so I'll break it down. So, like, do you ever fab and your legs like lock up?
No.
No?
No.
Like your hamstrings are tight and you're like quads are tight. So
what position are you in? What position are you in?
On my back.
You're on your back, but what kind of position?
Wait.
Because I've done like on my back with the one leg up and like in the sweat in. You know. But like no, if like you're hyper stretching something, like you're doing too much.
Yeah, you are squeezing your butt cheeks too hard.
Right.
But
one way you can probably alleviate that is if you take like some fabric or you take a band.
I just put a pillow underneath my hips or my like leg. I'm actually in my old age just now learning how to fab. So this is a journey.
I'm screaming. I was about to say, if you take something, put it around your neck, and then take it and then wrap it around that leg and kind of like secure that leg up, you don't have to worry about like holding it up. It's kind of like it's already up and supported.
Put something on my neck and you let the whole leg up.
Yeah.
I need you to draw me a picture because. All right.
I would get in my bed and demonstrate, but
please
I'm like.
Do not.
Shahari probably will be very uncomfortable.
Please do not.
You guys should do a whole episode on masturbatory health and safety.
You know, that would be fun.
Yeah. Y'all can do that?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Shahari, why can't you be included?
Because right.
I don't want to talk about that.
Because like, I'm sure that like the men probably need like pointers on masturbating as well.
How often do you think? I am not someone who can speak on. I don't have control like that. Like,
do you not masturbate?
Not like that.
Not like that. What do you mean?
Not like that. You know, some people they'd be like, I can start and then stop and start and then stop and then I can control how much comes out.
Oh, they'd be edging.
Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Okay. Well, that's a goal. This is okay by the end.
Now, edging is something different. Like, edging is a thing of itself. Like, to me, like, because masturbation for me, I think, is like your end goal is to like come. Edging is like your whole point is to like tease yourself until that point and get yourself to that point.
I think I perpetually edge.
That's upsetting.
It is. It is.
Like, how you don't be angry. Like, I feel like I'll be angry if I keep, if I cause myself to like not nut.
You're, for one, your urges, you always get angry until your urge is complete. So that's just you.
You don't.
You should get a shot.
Even when
credit.
It comes to food.
You know what? I don't be angry when I don't eat. I just kind of be like,
okay.
I get angry when I'm sleepy. Now, when I'm sleepy, yeah, I'll be like, I don't want to go to fucking sleep. But not eating, I don't be angry. Now, you for one hand be like, I need to eat. You're trying to starve me.
I used to get headaches and stuff. So
I don't know. Shahari always has a little attitude. I don't know.
Because I know many times we were in New Orleans and you'd be like, okay, well, we're going to eat. What we're going to eat.
No, that's because you would be in there. We would be in there all day. We wouldn't eat anything. I'm like, what is going on here?
What are we coming here for? Because I wouldn't be needing to eat. Like, I don't, like I have an issue now because my trainer tells me, you need to eat more. And every time I tell him, I'm like, I don't be hungry. He'd be like, I don't care. You need to eat more. So, like, I've been pushing myself to, like, eat like three meals and add snacks. Like, I've been eating my crackers. I Been trying to buy little protein bars.
What happened in your life? You just went without for so long that now you just, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't realize is not eating actually causes our body to harbor more fat and pushes us into like survival mode. And that's something that me, even as someone who's done intense, like month long fasts, you know, and has had good results from that, like, I mean, we should all eat.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
What were we talking about before we got to this? What happened?
I don't know, because somehow we start diving into masturbation and edging.
I still say you guys should do the segment on masturbation.
But now I'm curious on, like, how do you masturbate? Like, are you just...
Do you want demonstration? I mean, I can, like, demonstrate.
No, not you. I'm talking about him, because he was like... Oh. I'm like, how do you masturbate? Like, what? Like are you sitting down? Are you standing up?
I don't see Shahari as someone that masturbates.
Yeah, I don't. Like,
in my head, Shahari's like a Ken doll. Like, he doesn't even have a penis.
It's because you've been looking for it, but you didn't see it. That's fine. It wasn't for you to see. That's why you didn't see it.
I was looking for it. When was I looking for your penis?
Ooh. However many years ago that was.
Ooh.
Oh, I was? Was I drunk?
Ooh.
Must have been, but I saw it because you literally asked, like, where's your penis at? I'm like, what? I had on sweatpants. And you're like, where's your dick? I'm like, what? Like, what?
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, did it make you feel some kind of way?
I was like, why it's not for you. That's why you don't see it.
I've seen all of my friends' faces. I know what all of my friends have. Like, I think that's a natural thing.
Right, same. But people think it's weird when I say, like, I've seen or at least have seen, like, the outline of, like, most of my friends' stuff. And
weird,
like,
to not see it. Like,
right.
How can you be friends and I don't know what your dick looks like? What is, like, right. What?
Like, I don't know what your dick and your pussy look like, how can we be friends?
Y'all have very close friendships. Because I haven't seen any of my friends anything.
You've seen my breast.
I've seen the top of them.
No, I've showed you my full breast.
No, I know you haven't.
I'm sure she did.
I must have drunk and forgot.
Okay, this was pre-breast reduction, but
I'm sure everyone has seen. I think all of our friend group has seen Indy's breasts pre-breast reduction.
I can see that happening. I can see that.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, I don't expect you to have seen my vagina, but you know,
I'm surprised that you haven't
seen. He used to have seen all the time.
Yes, I'm surprised.
I mean, he could have seen it if he asked nicely, but
oh shit! Oh, it's funny that we're talking about this. Because one of the things I had brought up to talk about was, like, some drunk stories or memories that we have.
Okay.
And speaking of seeing people's body parts, are you okay if I tell the story?
Me?
Who are you talking to?
Shahari.
Sure, go for it.
Okay. So we was in New Orleans having a good time. It was me, Shahari, and Shahari's other best friend. And we went out drinking, had a good time. We got kicked out of a club. I was doing splits and stuff. It was funny. So we were drunk as hell.
I got kicked out of the club and y'all followed me.
I mean, we're not gonna just stay in the club and you be out. That's rude. What kind of friendship is that? The motherfucker was standing on top of a table. So it was him and this drunk girl. So they were okay with the drunk girl standing on the table.
Yeah, they kicked me out, but they let her stay in.
Like, wait, why are you on the table?
I was really drunk. Like, I was.
He was. What's that song by Mariah Carey? He was faded, honey. Faded.
I'm just saying, I don't think bouncers in New Orleans like black people because they'd be okay with white folks doing shit at these clubs. when Black folks do them, they be. I had an experience with that last weekend, but we can talk about that later.
Oh shit! Tell us about it, sis. But honey, but so yeah, so we so our hotel was like by the Civic Center. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you know, it's a good distance away from the from Frenchman all the way to the Civic Center. So we were walking, we was on Canal right outside the harbor. And Shahari had to pee and also he had to throw up. So he threw up, first of all. I said it reminded me of a Pokemon. It reminded me of like a Squirtle or a Magikarp because it just came out just like it was just this just pressurized fluid coming out of him. And I was laughing my ass off. And so he was like, he had to pee. So his friend was like, hey bro, like, you know, like just hold it. We're gonna be to the room soon. Mm-hmm. Shahari said,
no.
Sorry, I can't hold it. And so he whips it out on in the middle of Canal Street and starts peeing on the tree. And just starts peeing on the tree. Like I said, on the middle of Canal, right outside of the Hara Casino. And his friend had this, his face was like this as he whipped it out and was peeing. Then like I think at one time he was like peeing and throwing up at the same time. I was like, this is this is impressive. This is gross. And this is hilarious because I'm laughing at the amount of like because like it was like pressure come out of both ends. It was just high pressure, both ends. And then his friend over here was like, I trusted you, man. I trusted you. He just kept repeating, saying, I trusted you.
I don't know what he trusted me with, but
I don't know.
It was okay.
But it was so sad. Like, he looked so hurt by it. I was reminded of that when y'all were talking about seeing people's genitals, because when you pulled it out, he was just like, oh my God, like really? This, I can't.
Wow. So Shahari doesn't like a penis though.
You said what? What did you say?
I said so Shahari does in fact have a penis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All
right.
I don't know how you missed it when he's been wearing sweatpants most of the times that we've gone out.
I've never seen him.
Like it's always just like there. And I just be like, put it away. But then I think he started wearing the basketball shorts so it covers it up some.
Yeah. I learned.
Because I guess the times that you didn't, I was just like, why is it out? Why is it here? What you doing? Indy, yeah. you have any good drunk stories or memories? It doesn't have to be with us, just to preface that.
I mean, to be honest, I don't really get drunk like that. I get in like little moods, but I've never gotten to the point where I've like thrown up or, you know. I will say, I don't know, when I was in Russia, I went to this this bar. First of all, I went there with some strangers. He just told me to meet him at this metro platform at 11:59. Now, mind you, the metro stopped running. I like that song. So I was like, I knew once I got there, I was going to be stuck. So I get there and I'm waiting for him. His name is Luca. I'm waiting for Luca. And I notice there's another man who's sitting there waiting. He's like down the hall and we kind of look at each other and I'm like, oh shit. And I'm like, this is dangerous. Cause he keeps looking over at me and I keep looking over at him. And I'm just like, the metros are going to stop. Maybe I should head back. And dude kind of starts walking over to me and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna get trafficked. All right, here he goes. And he walks over and he's like, are you waiting for Luca? And I was like, yeah, I'm waiting for Luca. And then Luca shows up, you know, eventually. So you know, the anxiety was gone from that end. But we went to this bar, and I had drank a lot. I had a good old time, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a cab. I'm going to go home. It's time for me to go home. And I walked outside. Now, mind you, in Russia, it's like daylight at 4 a.m. in the morning. So I walk outside, and a woman walks by on a horse, and she's like texting and like riding on this horse. And I don't know what, I just got scared. So I went back inside. Like, like, I didn't know what was going on. I don't know why that experience scared, but I can't explain to y'all how much that experience scared me. But I got scared. We were in the middle of the city, and this bitch is on a horse. I don't even know where you would keep a horse in Moscow. Like, and she just walks by casually texting and riding on the fucking horse. So I went back in, did some other things. But yeah, I think that's my crazy drunk. Now I can tell you about people who have been around drunk.
Sounds like you were living on the edge.
But I was like, you can't talk about me no more. You hear me? No more. Because she has surpassed me.
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh. So we had this girl at my house last weekend. And this was one of me and Em's threesome pals. So we thought we were going to be able to have another threesome last weekend. And we got into my house, we pre-gamed a little bit, you know, Southern decadence. So we were going to go out into New Orleans. We were going to have us a good ass time. And then in my head, we were going to come back to my house and we were just going to fuck. That was it. Well, this girl, we go to Oz, which I don't recommend anybody go to Oz.
Oz is fun.
I don't trust Oz. There's something seedy about Oz.
I mean, I got my phone stolen there at one time, but...
Yeah, and I feel like Em was drugged at Oz at one point, so...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Oz is seedy. I don't think anyone should go to Oz. But we go there, and this girl starts hanging out with these two men. You know, they're shirtless, they're sweaty, and they're buying her drinks or whatever, but we're getting ready to go to a girl party. So I'm like, girl, you need to go. And she's like, I don't want to go. So we all leave the club. We can't go back in without paying a cover. But I'm like going back, I'm trying to get back in because I'm like, bitch, you're coming with us because you rode here with us. You're leaving with us.
Right.
I managed to somehow get to her. And, you know, she came with us. And then it was like the whole trajectory of the night shifted. Like, this bitch couldn't walk. I mean, was getting ready to throw up all over the Uber, was, you know, speaking gibberish. And then, like, yeah, apparently this bitch was on Prozac. So she wasn't supposed to be drinking to begin with. And we brought her back to my house. And all I remember is her sitting, she's like laid up on my couch. And my friend, she's talking to her. She's like speaking, she's Hispanic. She's from Honduras. She's speaking to her in Spanish. She's like, are you going to remember me in the morning? Will you remember me? And I'm just like, this is some bullshit. Like what? Like, and then she wakes up the next morning, like everything's fine. I'm like, bitch, you were here for one purpose. We brought you here to fuck, and you didn't even fulfill what you were supposed to do. But I digress.
I love it. She said, we brought you here to fuck, and you did not do what you were supposed to do.
I digress.
I love that.
At least you were a good person in the end.
Right. I mean, you did look out for the bitch. I mean, because I would have left him.
You know, I really wanted to, honestly. I just really wanted to just leave her at Oz. But it was just like the same me was like, how is she going to get back to your house? Does she even know your address? And it's really a good thing we got her when we did, because as soon as she stepped out of Oz, this bitch was incoherent. Like, she was out of it.
So, I've been like, she belonged to the streets.
I mean, she belonged to the streets. I mean, still now. Yeah, Rich texted us yesterday talking about how much she loves giving sloppy blowjobs and like she can deep throw. And I'm like, why are you telling us that?
Right. That's no benefit to you.
Right. Like, what's that going to do for me? You know?
Oh, I'm so weak.
You could imagine while you're cramping up.
No, that's reserved for gay porn.
That's it.
No, I'm thinking about the penis that you don't have.
See, this is why you keep cramping up.
Oh shit. Shahar, do you have a memory or a moment that you would like to share? Good old.
Not really. The memory would be of you, and you don't want to be mentioned, so I'm not gonna bring anything.
Wait a minute, which memory are you talking about?
I don't know.
I'm about to say, because that's the joys of me being the editor, because I can easily just go.
I feel like you know.
No. It doesn't need to be. She has grown, she has evolved.
She
is an eagle
cause,
now.
Because I feel like you said I'm an Evie now? That's eagle. The first one. Oh.
Eagle.
An eagle?
Oh, I fly
what
like an eagle.
Oh. Yeah, the eagles, you know, they fly the highest and.
You couldn't find eagles fly higher than any other bird.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But I didn't know that either. That's an interesting fact you just gave.
Yeah.
So I assume if you say that means it's dealing with me touching somebody.
Yeah, it's probably dealing with your molestation.
A lot of stories on that.
Well, I was, because I have stopped such things. I have been delivered. I am not gay anymore.
I know, but your titties are kidding. I'm looking at them.
So they've gotten so much fuller.
I've noticed. Like, I can get them a little bit closer together.
Yes.
But I don't.
Like, I'm so glad they're fuller because.
But like because it's been hurting more. So like I've been. It's able to tell, like, it's because, like, it's even more like right there. But yeah.
We're gonna hook you up,
yeah. Because I need a bra that can bring them like up here, like this.
Maybe a bra's not gonna do that. Dr. Miami's gonna have to do that for you.
I just want them in my chin for certain pictures, like, certain pictures I want up here. But then also, if they up here, then like, I don't know, I feel like if they up here, it's kind of like. It make them look even smaller, but they definitely gotten some volume to them. Now I show my boyfriend like I can like lift up and like suck my nipple now. I was like,
thank you for the visual. Thank you for the visual. She knows what I mean.
I'm actively peeing right now.
Wow.
I think one story I can probably say that is not too terrible was when I blacked out and found out the next day that I ended up fighting this dude that had a thing for me.
Is this in your adult years or?
She was born an adult.
Damn. Damn.
I can't see you fighting.
Yeah, in college, I was hanging out with this Kawaiki dude. Shahari was there, and my white roommate. No, it wasn't my roommate. It was one of his friends. But his friend.
He was so fine.
He is. Mm. I remember like sometimes like I end up in the bed with him and we'll just sleep and wake up and be like, I don't know how I got here. I don't know why we're spooned together, but you know, it was a beautiful time.
Right.
But no, it was one of his friends that came over and often, and then like what would happen was like he would come over and spend a night and like we would like lay together and like we would I would legit like lay on his chest and stuff, and we'll just sleep. And it was like, I don't know, it was kind of weird. I don't know. I mean, it wasn't weird, but it was weird because
you wouldn't describe it as weird at that time.
No, I describe it as weird at that time because, like, it was nothing else. Like, we went out. He might have bought me food and something to drink, but it was like nothing said. It was just like he'd be like, I'm ready to go to sleep, and he'd be like, Shauna, like, you coming to bed with me? I was like, okay, sure.
That was your roommate or your roommate's friend?
My roommate's friend.
Okay.
and everybody would look at us like this is weird, like why y'all sleeping together? But like nothing would happen. It would just be like I might put my leg, I put my thigh on him, but like he would legit just hold me and that's it.
That's so sweet. I love Middle Eastern men.
Girl. He was a little stupid, but girl. So one day, apparently we were drinking and whatnot. Apparently I had one of his cigarettes and threw up. And I don't know how the fight happened. So I blacked out and I don't remember us fighting. But the next day, Shahari was like, yeah, y'all were fighting all in the living room or whatnot. And then when he woke up, he had like these scratches and stuff on his back and stuff. And he didn't know what happened either. So me and him both didn't know what happened. And so we lied and said that he fell down the steps until like days later, he eventually put one and two together and was like, wait, you did this to me?
Did you guys cuddle after that?
Yeah. And now it's funny because now he's in medical school now. We had gotten contact I think it was like last year, I think. And he was saying how he in medical school. I said, what? I'm shooketh. I did not see this coming.
Hey, since he likes black women.
I don't know his last name. His first name was Ali, but it's so many Ali's within
it. Okay, so many Ali's.
I don't know his last name, but he's in medical school. But that was like an interesting drunk memory for me. It was like the fact that I kind of blanked out during the whole fight situation because I remembered before, and I don't remember much afterwards, but. Ooh, child. Thank you, Shahari, for having my back and making sure that, you know, I was not hurt and injured in the process.
Yes, even though you clawed up the back of my arms in the process.
I did?
Yes.
Damn. Well, I am happy that you at least stepped in, you know, and tried no matter how much I clawed, apparently. Because now I'm questioning, like, how did this look?
You were trash. He was trash.
Oh my God. Did you waste your drink?
I didn't. Oh no, I didn't waste my drink. I just spilled the glass. My bad.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. You drunk all that already?
Absolutely, and I feel
already.
It. Damn.
It's been a minute now since we started.
Oh, Jesus, my goodness. Whew, child.
How does my audio sound? Does it sound good? Because I did figure out how to get my microphone to work.
Mm-hmm. Like it was like one part where like you kind of like cut out. It was either you cut out or your audio was not syncing with your video. But
okay. But
I still was able to hear everything. Ocha. But outside of those drunken stories, I was going to hit the little topic of like the whole alpha and beta situation. But then I don't know how you guys feel and if you guys like know much about like the whole
like alpha and beta male.
Right, and the whole alpha, beta, female type situation.
I've never heard of an alpha, beta, female. We don't relate in that way.
Well, true, but I've heard alpha, female. I haven't heard beta, female. Because I had thought about it because one of my roommates, he is into the manosphere type stuff. And so like I'll like chill with him and like I'll watch the stuff with him and I just be like, I don't relate to the women that these men are talking about. And I feel like most of the women that I hang around aren't the women that they talk about. And I'm just like, what kind of bitches do y'all be trying to pull? I mean, like, I feel like that's part of the problem right there. And so I was just wondering, like one, which one do you think that you fit most with and why? And do you think, and analyzing that with like your relationships, how do you think that has like worked with you and your relationships?
The concept of being alpha and beta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest.
I feel like lesbians don't even do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think new age lesbians, like TikTok lesbians do. But like I said, women don't typically relate to each other in that way. I think so much of male society is dominated. Like even like men shake each other's hands and squeeze tight to see who has the stronger, like the firmer grip. Like male society is, you know, kind of dominated by people. It's a dick swinging contest. You know, men are constantly trying to upstage each other and see who's the bigger man. Women, we don't really do that. And even then, I try not to associate with people who have to constantly, you know, prove that they're like the bigger, better person, just because that's, you know, those are bad vibes.
Right. It's just like, why do we have to do that?
Exactly. I mean, actions speak louder than words. You know, you don't have to prove yourself. Just prove yourself through your actions, you know, in the long term.
Exactly. Interesting. Shahari, what about you? Do you see yourself as an alpha male or a beta male? And whichever one, how do you think that has, do you think that has affected like you dating and whatnot?
I just looked up what an alpha and beta female is, but now you're talking about alpha and beta males. So now I need to look up what a beta male is.
Oh, they actually have terms for alpha and beta female? I'm shook of. But then I'm not shook of.
And also, I kind of want to state that the concept of an alpha male, you know, like, you know, people usually relate it to wolves.
Right. Because I think that was the origin of it. It was like in a book about wolves, wasn't it? It was in a book originally. And then people eventually start associating it with people.
But that concept evolved around wolves that were in captivity. That shit wasn't actually like found to be the case in the wild. So I do want to point that out because...
I thought it was fictional. I didn't know it was like actual.
It was like a study done. It was like I don't even want to call it a study. I want to call it more of an assessment.
Okay.
You know, just like somebody's assessment of how like of behavior.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in the manosphere, like that is like a big thing, and like in every video they were talking about, that was like a constant thing. It was like them talking about men saying like, don't be, you know, like, you know, you should strive to be that alpha male and whatnot. I'm just like, what the fuck?
I mean, in my opinion, nothing makes you a weaker person than having to prove that you're like a strong person rather than just be. Like nothing makes you look weaker than having to like, you know, constantly show out.
As far as me answering your question, Shauna, I seem to be along the lines of beta because I don't be caring like that.
And like, now don't get me wrong, like I feel like there's nothing wrong with being a more submissive person, because that's where my mind goes for beta. And I feel like there's nothing wrong with being a submissive male. But it should always be.
The thing is, I have an intimidating aspect about myself that I don't even try to have without even trying. It's just my whole life. For some reason, I give off some intimidation to most people, and I'd be minding my business.
Because you're shady.
N-words don't like you. N-words can look at Shahari and just be upset.
I don't be doing nothing. I'll be minding my business. And I'm just looking over and this motherfucker is like me calling me.
Every time we would go out, what is going on? The N-words would look at him so angry.
Why do they gotta be N-words? Why can't they just be
blocking? They were N-words. Because they were N-words.
That is not politically correct. But I don't think it's necessarily even about dominance and submission. I think those are two concepts that we just really need to let go of because that holds people back. You know,
I feel like when you try to stay within those categories, I feel like that's when you kind of like holding yourself back. Like, yeah. Like it's okay that we've been talking about the various sexual terms for sexuality and stuff like that on the show. And it's just like, you know, it's cool to have like some of these, you know, words and terms to kind of like help other people like understand you, like not like yeah, understand without, I guess, diving into the deepness and psychology of it all. But it's just like when you allow these terms to kind of like when you try to stick within these terms, it's kind of like you. That's when I feel like you hinder yourself. I think that's what I'm saying.
I could agree to that.
But how does that work for you, Shahari, as far as like you being more submissive with when it comes to dating?
I don't think he said that. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I didn't say nothing about being submissive.
I mean, well, he said beta, so my bad. I put beta and submissive in the same category. Never mind, my bad. But you being a beta or aligning more with the beta situation.
Yeah, I don't know how to answer this question.
Shahari, do you date?
I haven't been.
Okay.
It's not been working out. So I just tend to myself.
They're missing out.
Because I guess my quietness, I don't know, it's the...
But you're not quiet, though.
To you, I'm not quiet. To everybody else, yes, I am quiet. I guess it's hard to make the official step. To make it official, you do the dating. Technically, it's when you go out, you go on a date. So you're dating. But it's making it official. That's the part that I tend to have a hard time figuring out.
Why's that?
Well, it's mainly because I can sense that they're not wholly interested. Because that's what happened to me for the last 2 times.
Is that insecurity or is that a true sense?
No, it's true sense. They were looking at options.
I mean, but it's okay to have options while dating. Like, it's okay to date multiple people. Like,
I'm not fin to give my all if you're not.
I mean, I'm not. No one's gonna give their all if you're dating.
What?
Yeah, if they're not locked down, then you shouldn't have that expectation of them to just be, you know. And I know that sucks, but that's kind of the reality of the dating pool that, you know, we have now.
People like to date multiple people at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get with that.
Like, if I'm dating somebody, like, you could be dating somebody, and while you're dating this person, you can have someone who's better, you know, that's more compatible. I'll say that. It's more compatible with you. That's on the sideline that you know that you could possibly mess up. So like if y'all dating, if y'all not actually like she said, like if you're not locked down, then no. Who's gonna date one person?
Just know that if you're constantly looking at options the whole time, you're not giving that person as much attention as you could. That person's still gonna be there. This other option is still gonna be there.
I honestly think that's an unfair experience.
Whenever you're going between two people, multiple people like that, like I can't do that. I can't get that. So if you can do that, that's fine. That just doesn't work for me.
Okay. But you know, relationships often start out as a crawl. You know, you don't start out running. You got to start somewhere.
Right.
You can't have that expectation for somebody who's single to be, you know, coupled until they're actually coupled. you know.
These are facts.
If they're single while you're talking, then, I mean, you have to understand if they're single.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get that part. But it's the...
It sucks. Don't get me wrong. It sucks.
I mean, yeah. I've never had it,
but, I mean, I could imagine how that would feel seeing someone that...
I mean, because with lesbians, like, typically, from what I've noticed with lesbians, lesbians typically, like, link up and be locked down for, like, if you still together after a month, y'all like, technically married, in a sense, in lesbian world.
I will say, you know, that's one trope about lesbians that I dislike, but it just happens to be kind of true. Like, even me and Emily, we talked for, like, 6 months. And I talked exclusively to Emily for 6 months before we actually even decided to date. And she talks exclusively to me. But, you know.
But Technically, y'all didn't have to.
Yeah, no, we absolutely didn't have to.
Yeah, but and, it's
I understood that. I understood that if Emily saw somebody that she liked, she, you know, was well, you know, beyond her means to be able to talk to them or have sex with them or whatever. And she understood the same. And it probably wouldn't have been something that would have felt the best. But, I mean, you just have to understand the reality of your situation and say, I don't have any, you know, claim or authority over this person's personal or sexual life. So Facts. It is what it is.
Facts. Like, I feel that because I don't know. It's interesting that you say that, Shahari, because we talked about this before with my partner. We like literally we have been talking, we've passed our like 1 year of like us matching on Tinder and been talking, whatever. It was really cute. He bought me flowers. It was so cute. I was like, oh. But even still, like, we were talking and everything, and even on our first date, like our first date was I went to brunch with him, but then for dinner, I went on a date with this, he was so cute. It was a cute Laotian. I think that's how you say it.
Like from yeah, Laos?
His parents were from there.
Oh.
He was so cute, and he was a trans man, and I was just like it was a very nice time. But like literally he was my second date for that same day, and it's just like do you expect for me to just only go on date with him and then call it a good day and that's it?
Oh my gosh, it's just that doesn't work for me. Not telling you how to live your life.
No, I'm just...
I personally cannot date multiple people at the same time. I can't do that. That's not
absolutely how I'm,
that's, and that's that. Okay.
So if that works for you, okay, do that. That doesn't work for me.
Like how? Like how can you just devote all your energy to one person? Especially if y'all not, if, but if you're not tied down exclusively.
Okay, like, that's why you give it a shot. If it doesn't work out, okay, you go to the next person. But if I'm trying to go between 2, 3, 4, 5 people at the same time, I'm naturally going to miss something.
That mindset will keep you from miss. Like that mindset will make you miss something. If you think that you're gonna miss something by, you know, going in between people, then I mean you're just setting yourself up to miss something. But if you go in it with open expectations and you say, you know what, I'm just gonna see what happens, then what are you missing?
I need you to repeat what you just said. I think I missed something. A good part in that.
You're still missing shit. I'm saying that the mindset that we go into, and this applies to anything, the mindset that we enter into situations with often dictates how we perceive those situations. If you automatically think that you're going to miss something by going in between different people, then inevitably, yeah, there probably will be something that you're missing because you've already set yourself up to have that expectation.
Mm.
But if you go into that situation open and you just give it your best and live in the moment, then you're going to get the most out of that situation because you had no expectations. You didn't preconceive any kind of negativity. and you just went with it.
Oh, I like that. Oh, that's gonna be the clip right there. I'm gonna put that. That's gonna be the clip.
Oh.
Just so y'all know. So have y'all, I'm happy y'all faces were looking together. I guess that's his response.
Oh, I'm supposed to respond. What am I supposed to do?
No, I thought you was gonna say something to that, but okay.
I don't know what to say. I mean, again, it's whatever works for the person. I mean, if you want, it's being open, yes, but at the same time, it's like I don't want to date a bunch of people.
And I understand different people have different values. Like, yeah. This isn't anything about your values and you know how you date. You know, this we're not attacking. You know, your
of course
process.
Not never. For me, it's just like I'm trying to like understand that, but also I'm more of a, as people will say, a more of a quote unquote free spirit.
So of course. I definitely agree with that.
Yes, you are. And so like for me, it's kind of like hard to grasp at, to grasp dating exclusively if you're not exclusively titled together. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So yeah, that was my only thing. But yeah, but that's pretty much all I had to have for today was, you know, just talk about drunk shit. And I had want to hit this alpha stuff because I've been watching a lot of stuff with my roommate and I'm just like, and it's kind of hard because also I live with two guys. So it's just like, I kind of get outnumbered on a lot of things anyway.
Maybe that's what differentiates Shahari from the alpha daters. Because instead of, you know, claiming his woman and just rolling the punches, Shahari's just backing away. Damn, Shahari, be an alpha.
Yeah, I do be backing away. Yeah, I do be doing that. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But also, I also feel like if you want it, go get it.
Yeah, think about how many opportunities and how many, you know, probably good, like, potential relationships you missed out on, you know, just because you don't want to get over that hump. You got to get over the hump.
It's like a job. It's like, you know, if you want that promotion or if you want that certain job, you gotta, you know, do the prerequisites to get it. And you know, you might get, you know, pushed aside for somebody else for that position, but you know, you might have to just, you know, wait it out and keep doing your hustle and your grind until, you know, it's your time to come.
And like for me, I've always perceived dating to be like sales, you know, like sales, you try to convince something that they need something that they may or may not need, but that doesn't concern you because as far as you're concerned, they need you, they want you, you know, and your job is to sell yourself and make them actually believe that that's the case.
You know, I like that, but also I feel like the way you said it was very, I don't know how to describe it. The way you said it was very, I don't know.
It's the truth. When we're dating people, we're basically convincing them that we're, you know, marketable, that we are approachable, lovable, likable, fuckable, right?
Adorable.
We're basically convincing people that we have these qualities that we may or may not have, and that's why relationships don't last, because some people oversell themselves. Sometimes people undersell themselves. But at the end of the day, you need to know how to appropriately sell yourself.
Now, these are facts. To all the people listening, make sure you take notes.
Hey, Mom.
Don't do that. I'm just saying. But like I was telling you in the car the other day, like, especially people that are within your age group, like the mid-20s, early 20s people, like, you know, yes, that's the time for you to have your fun and do what you need to do. But like, just know that eventually you're going to get into a time to where you need to, you eventually get to a point to where you need to gather yourself so that you have something to bring to the table, so that you can, like she said, Indy said, like you can be able to market and sell yourself for your potential partner. You just over there, like just looking intently into the distance. Are you okay?
Who are you talking about?
You.
I just looked over in distance like 2 seconds.
You were literally. Forever.
I feel like you were there for a while.
Right. If it felt a little intense.
I finished this drink, so I might be near that.
Maybe we should change the subject. Maybe Shahar is uncomfortable.
It all just sounds so transactional.
I mean, in a sense, you know, it kind of is.
I mean, whether we like it or not, everything we do is transactional.
Yeah, it might not be like tangibly transactional, but like it is. Even with your friendships, it's still like, it's still transactional. The emotions that y'all give and everything else, like, yeah. It's always a give and take.
And that's not a bad thing, but not accepting that is a bad thing.
True. Or not being able to like see it and not view it as like a natural, healthy thing. And if you, because you can turn anything unhealthy and turn anything toxic. But if you, I mean, just Christians you said Christians do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not going to do this.
Yeah. Are you going to be here on the 28th?
Yes. So, Ken and I, I don't know. Because Ken and I will be there. And and I don't know if we're gonna do a day trip there, or if we're gonna try to spend a night, or but yeah, we'll see, because Danny was saying how she had wanted to go to New Orleans since it was gonna be Halloween weekend and stuff, and I was like, ugh. But then also Rooster's having his rooster ween downtown. And I'm just like, oh, it's...
You know, Rooster, he is something. I feel like he's not even a real person. Like, he feels like an apparition. He just pops up and he just does his thing, and then he's gone. Like, I just feel like he just always be there, but he don't ever be there.
That sounds about right. I don't know. And then also, I'll be scared for my partner to meet Rooster, because I'm just like...
I don't see Rooster interacting with any white people.
He does, though. He actually does. When I went to his house one time, it was a white girl there. She was cool people.
Rooster had a wife. You went to Rooster's house?
Yeah, I went to his house. Wow. It was funny. As soon as I got out my car, his daughter came up to me. It had been a while since she saw me. And he didn't recognize me because it had been a minute. And he was like, wait a minute, who's this woman coming here with this child? Like, who is this? And then when I actually like got up to him, he was like, oh, he was like, I didn't even realize that was my child holding your hand. But, like, literally his daughter like came, held my hand, and had walked me over to the house.
Oh, that is so sweet.
It was. I was like, oh.
Thought that was somebody coming to be like, it's your baby.
It's mom, that is not your son.
That is not your son. That's what we should talk about the next podcast, about how we watched this woman abduct this child.
That was that whole trip. We need to redo that. Don't forget, we have the girls' mental health weekend.
I want us to go on a trip with Shahari.
Yeah, we do need to have like a family trip together, like we used to. Oh my god! But no, we do need to make a family trip like we used to.
I think what family trip? You mean the one where somebody was angry the whole time? You talking about that one?
Yes.
Oh, no, we don't need to repeat that. No.
I don't think she was angry per se.
Okay, she was throwing fits. She was throwing tantrums. She was.
She was like, you're exaggerating.
She was throwing fits and tantrums.
She was frustrated. She was hot. Her feet was hurting. She was tired. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, child, because she could have had a corn dog.
She could have had a corn dog, but instead she decided to come with us.
Exactly. Exactly. But no, I want to do a trip where like we go to an amusement park, which I need to lose more weight because last time I went to amusement park, like I was too thick for the rides. And like my ass took up the seat and I couldn't like fit my thighs in there. So once I get my ass and my thighs together, I'll be good.
Well, I gave a talk at a women's conference yesterday about empowering themselves through fitness, but your girl ain't been to the gym since she opened up her gym. So,
wait, how does that work? Can't you just like do your break or something, like squeeze in 30 minutes?
I usually work like 10 hours straight. Like I'm always working, so it's like by the time I get off of work, I'm so tired that I just go home. I could take a break. I just don't take a break.
Well, how are you going to coach somebody and empower themselves through fitness and you're not fitnessing?
I don't know.
What Barry White said, practice what you preach.
Barry White said that?
Yeah, Barry White had a song, practice what you preach. Yeah.
Well, I need to practice something because, well, I'm getting out of shape. My legs are getting a lot less leggy.
I mean, that's why you over there cramping while you masturbating.
Yeah, I'm just tight and tense.
Like, that's why you cramping while you masturbating.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
And you need to do some yoga, apparently. Apparently yoga is the way to go as well.
You know, I can get my leg up, yeah.
Baby, I haven't done that since pre-2019,
I still got a little bit of flexibility. You can shake.
Go ahead, make it shake. Whatever they be doing on TikTok. Anyways, but all right, y'all.
See me.
Yeah, Shahari, go see her. She's just an hour away.
Yeah, Shahari, you come see me too. We can have a fun weekend. I promise you,
You talking about this Halloween thing?
No, she was just talking about in general.
You can come for Halloween.
The look on his face.
That was like a nah.
You can go there and not be accosted. I believe in it.
That's good that you believe in it. I believe in it too.
Not with the eyes to the side. Wait a minute. Not with the eye shift to the side. Wait.
I'm not a Shauna. If I touch you, it's consensual.
First of all, don't do that. Because I believe in consent now. I've learned to respect the power of consent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you've learned.
I did.
It's not where you started, it's where you're at, and I like it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We all sinners who fell from grace.
I don't think you were ever at grace, but
don't do that. Don't do that.
I did it.
Don't come for me. You better read Psalms 23. And you can catch that. You can catch Shahari's Psalm 23 on our Facebook page, Why the Songbird Sings. You can hit us up on Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings and TikTok, WTSS, our Twitter, official WTSS. And we're currently going to open up our YouTube at, I have to remind myself what that ad is. I just started that the other day. So yeah, you'll be able to catch Shahari's devotionals and whatnot. his series on dissecting Psalms 23. So definitely go look that up and definitely go to our pages and our audio boom and go like, listen, stream, and give us some good ratings and whatnot. So far we are like 5 stars. I'm like, yay, we need to keep it up. So awesome. Thanks, Indy, so much for coming to drink with us and have a good little talk. I'm happy that Shahari finally got his like very light subjects, nothing too heavy today.
Yeah, I did it. I was drinking the whole time, so I didn't have to sober up, you know. Nothing got too morbid like sometimes you'd be doing. So
I'm sorry, I can't help it. I mean, life is serious.
No, we didn't talk about the queen.
We don't need to talk about the damn queen. This is America. She lived her life. We live in ours. And I wish her well. And the family, I wish the family well.
Right.
I think what they say that the children are back in royalty, but they don't have their titles or whatever. They're Prince Harry and Meghan's children or something like that, but whatever. Like, bless them. We are with you in your mourning. That same time, they're going to continue living this American dream over here, whatever that is to you.
Right. Whatever you feel like the American dream is, live it. Because
right now, that's the American dream. Gentrification
is what now?
First of all, that's a global downfall that has happened for centuries.
I mean, it used to be called colonialization or
before then it was like what, the Great Reform or something,
but now we call it gentrification because it is on a smaller scale, but it does impact us globally. Yes.
Yeah.
And my purpose in life is to gentrify every neighborhood that I can find. So,
wait, are you gentrifying it with white people or gentrifying it with colored people?
I plead the fifth. Any way that I can. All I'm saying is colored people lower the market value.
But why is that in a society? Only because the society is based off of whiteness.
Yes and no.
As I sober.
Right.
Yeah, Shahari said there was nothing too morbid, so I'll play devil's advocate and fight for gentrification.
You know what? I'm fighting for integration. That's what I'm fighting for in my relationship, is to integrate my partner's family. Remind them that we are not separate anymore. We are now equal. Hopefully influence his brother to get a black girlfriend as well. It's gonna be the little things.
You're reverse gentrifying the family.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
It needs to be done.
I like that.
They need more color and seasoning in their food.
Okay. Okay. Genetic gentrification. All right.
Exactly.
All right.
Anyways, I'm not gonna keep. I'm not gonna go down this rabbit hole.
Black Planet over here.
No, oh my God.
Spill my drink.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That happened on that trip as well. Oh my God. I hope he's still alive. I hope he didn't die.
You know, COVID took a lot of people out.
Exactly. But that man sure was like, Black Planet. And your ass was egging him on.
I didn't know what he was talking about. I ignored his ass. Y'all didn't. Of course, y'all couldn't let it go. But I sure did let it go.
Oh, trust me, I know you ignored them. I know you just ran on by. I was like, what? I'm sorry, between the Black Planet and the child that was looking at me intensely, you know, it was a lot of things that you can't let go. But anyway, y'all, we're gonna turn around, wrap it up because they look sleepy. I have a date soon. And So until next time, make sure you hit us up on all our social media. And then our next episode will be the Shahari Takeover.
Yeah, we're going to see what it's going to be about. I don't even know yet.
God damn, but I... But all right, but until next time, bye.
Reflection.